1037 or statewide 1-800-477-1037.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, hadn't moved.
All right, going to be busy 15 minutes, so stay with us. Here we go. Ed, I want to talk to you, and I will in just a second, so stay tuned, and then we will get into the other stuff. Stop. Okay. It's time for Zone Rewind, which I always look forward to because this is basically enjoying the fruits of your labor, Big Al. We've already done the work, so the hay's in the barn. Now we just get to sit in the barn and look at all that hay. Man, look at all that hay, boys. Anyway.
No? Hey, over there.
Hey. TiVo, Suddenlink, any room DVR, TiVo Stream, TiVo Mini, all from our friends at Suddenlink at 979-836-6901. Yes, movies. Yes, Wi-Fi. Yes, to your telephone. All from your friends at Suddenlink. Don't get locked into a satellite contract. How about up to $300 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink? Doesn't that sound like a good deal? Indeed, it does. A VIP perks program as well. It's all when you bundle all three services at Suddenlink. And sometimes you just got to call home. Get peace of mind with Suddenlink's unlimited local and long-distance calling by calling 979-836-6901. Make that the last call you make on your old service. You can also go online to Suddenlink.com. And if movies are your bag, guess what? Jack the Giant Slayer, 21 and over, and the incredible Burt Wonderstone about to be available for you at Suddenlink On Demand. And also, great sporting events, too, including tomorrow's UFC 161. Have there actually been 160 UFCs? Gracious. There's also some WWE and Widespread Panic live from Red Rocks on June 28th. All pay-per-view events on Suddenlink, so get it in your home today. Mm-hmm. You should. Told you.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, well, Merrill Hodge came on Monday, Big Al, and he was on to talk about safety, player safety, not only in the NFL, but also with youth. And so he's part of a big group of folks that are going around trying to teach kids heads-up football, which is trying to keep them from getting injured. So, of course, we talked about that briefly, but really the only reason we wanted to have him on is to talk about that gigantic knot that he has in his tie. Some people call it fashion forward. We certainly say it's out of the ordinary. Merrill Hodge explains.
I don't even think it's a double Windsor because I actually – listen, I had to go to church when I was a young kid, I had to pass a sack when I had to wear a tie. I was showed how to tie the tie one time, and I don't even know what it's called. I'd have to actually go online and find out, you know, what certain tie knots are called. But I've constantly worked on evolving it because I used to first hate how it hung too long, my tie used to be too long, because I had this real cool belt buckle when I was a kid and I wanted everybody to see it. So I started shortening my tie, and that's kind of how the tie has become a little wider up top, is because I like my tie a little shorter because I like to wear, people see my belt buckle as well as and my tie not hanging in my lap. So that's kind of how it started. That's how it's evolved. And I have ties that are kind of made to help me tie it that way and stay with that. And then I open my collar a little bit to absorb the size a little bit.
Everything you want to know about Merrill Hodge's tie.
Wake me up.
But we're afraid to ask. Look, when you watch him this football season,
well, I'm gonna stare at his
you'll
tie.
Be staring at his
and
tie.
And I'm going to try to see what his belt buckle looks like, obviously.
Exactly. I'm sure he doesn't wear it anymore. He was telling me it was like a belt buckle that you got for his high school back in the day. I'm sure he's moved on to other buckles, but apparently he's still proud of him because, well, he still wears a big tie. Ian Baker Finch just wears normal ties. He was on with us this week, courtesy of our friend Christina LaCure, and he told us who he likes this week at the U.S. Open.
I do see Tiger playing well. If you had to put... You had $100 in your pocket and you could only put it on one player that if everyone was even money or everyone was whatever, you'd have to put it on Tiger. He has to be favorite.
Anyone else?
I like Matt Kuchar. I think he's played exceptionally well all year. I like Brant Snedeker because the greens here are testing and he's such a great putter. And I think Charles Schwartzel, who's been hitting the ball beautifully, if he can just... you know, come together on the greens just a little bit, I think it could be hard to beat.
We asked Nota Begay this week also about the setup at Marion. And again, there was an issue or concern, I guess, over the length of the course, not one of the longer courses. But certainly, as the scores have shown, it is quite the challenge so far for the players, even the best in the world.
Well, the two conditions kind of counteract each other. You have short, but playing firm and fast, and then you have wet, which usually plays a little bit longer and slower. And so there's quite a bit of camber in these fairways in terms of the shifting from right to left and left to right off the tees, which is going to make it easier to hold balls in the fairway considering there's no intermediate cut of rough. But what it's also going to do is it's going to put longer approach shots in the player's hands. And I think on a variety of these holes, especially the 18th, I watched some tee shots there, and players were looking at anywhere from 215 to 230 yards to a flag. So that's going to pose some problems, primarily because the fairway slopes pretty drastically from right to left, but the actual green calls for a left to right shot. So a lot of similarities to what they faced last year at Olympic Club. So anybody that played there is going to have a little bit of an advantage with the similar types of requests being made from the golf course this week.
We are getting tight on time, but a couple of things I definitely want to make sure we get in. Yesterday I had a chance to go to the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History and the former senator, David Pryor, which the Pryor Center is named in his honor, of course, for he and his wife, Barbara, was kind enough to come on and spend some time with us. It was actually one of the highlights of my career. Enjoyed it. He's so humble. So he walks in and he says, "Oh, you guys don't want to talk to me." I'm like, man, you were 39th governor of the state. You were a U.S. senator for 18 years. I'm going to guess you have a few stories we probably want to get into. I wish we had it in here. I didn't ask Matt to pull it. We're going to play the clip about him talking about how the center came to be. But he did tell a story about a photo of him holding a chimpanzee, which was his, if you want to listen to the entire interview, it's online. So it was pretty funny. Anyway, here he is talking about how the Pryor Center began.
There's nothing like that archive in the United States. There's nothing even that resembles this. And so we're just honored to have that archive, and just, we're going to protect it, we're going to preserve it, and just as importantly, we're going to share it. We're going to share it with all the people of our state and our country, and it's a wonderful half century of history of the state of Arkansas and its people and events, and it's just fabulous to have it. And We salute KATV for having the vision of saving it. And Randy was one of those who did this, along with Jim Pitcock, mm-hmm. and the late Dale Nicholson and others. So check this collection is a treasure.
Nationally, the two big stories this week involved a couple of high-profile athletes who have not accomplished much on the field. That would be Chad Johnson and Tim Tebow. Chad Johnson got himself 30 days in jail for reacting, according to a very – Can I say uptight judge?
Easily.
Yes, I was going to say something else, but yeah. I'll say uptight judge. Got himself in a little bit of hot water for patting his lawyer on the backside. I mean, come on, lady.
Is that how you want him to talk your case today?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you satisfied with the assistance of your attorney?
He's awesome.
Okay. You should be. He's an excellent attorney. He did a great job for you, sir.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of Mr. Swickle? Do you have any questions for him? Okay. Mr. Johnson, I don't know that you're taking this whole thing seriously. I just saw you slap your attorney on the backside. Is there something funny about what's going on here today?
I didn't laugh.
Oh, but the whole courtroom laughed because you just slapped your attorney.
I think he was just laughing, Judge.
On the backside.
He understands. He's been living, understanding this jail sentence has been over his head. And I don't think it was done as any disrespect to him.
The whole courtroom was laughing because he just...
I don't think he meant to get a reaction. I know. I don't think he meant to get a reaction from the court judge. I think he's just more relieved than
anything. I'm not going to accept these plea negotiations.
Whoa.
Wow. It's not like he headbutted him.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't do a high five and do a dance.
Well played. Somebody needs to buy that judge a drink. And then that judge was actually called out by the attorney general in the state.
Really?
For overreacting.
Good.
Yes, I agree. There's a phrase that I like to use when people are getting a little too uptight, but I won't say it because she's a judge and I don't want to be disrespectful. And last but not least, my favorite of the week, Bill Belichick. He should have known it was coming. 1,000 questions about Tim Tebow when they, in fact, signed Tim Tebow. He's such a great interview. Here's just a small snippet of those questions that he answered in his own Bill Belichick kind of way.
Anything we do is what we feel is in the best interest of the team. Try to do what's best for the team. We're going to do what we think's best for our football team. So... I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think I've already said that. Answered the question twice. I think, you know, we've already talked enough about him. We'll see how he does and just go from there.
Do you have any objection? Are you going to
Yeah, I think I've covered it. Anything else?
How much does a player, Bill, have to learn coming into this part of the season, June minicamp, to adapt to the system?
I don't know. I don't have anything to add. We'll see how it goes. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Best interview ever. Hey, if you want to look sharp this week and get over to Sport Clips, if your dad thinks you are a great disappointment as a son, and boy, do I know how that feels. At least you can do a show up with a good haircut. Sport Clips is here to help, and there's over 1,000 nationwide. You know, at Sport Clips, Al, it's good to be a guy. Guy like that? Hey, look, it wouldn't take long to clean up that hair of yours.
Three minutes, I'm in. In and out.
But look, my man.